About 5 years ago, I decided, after some encouragement from a lot of the business community, to run for mayor. And, you know, Owensboro had kind of fallen asleep. I think that everything was a little depressed here. There were a lot of things that needed to be replaced. Mm-hmm. And we were right in the middle of a major recession in this community. So, you know, my thought, and I had some great people that joined me. I call them the dream team. There are some commissioners that came on board with me, and we made the decision that we were going to move things forward. For so many times, or for so long, we had done study after study. In fact, I used to joke, we built a brand new library to hold all the studies we'd done. Yeah. But it was time to move forward, you know, and this that you've witnessed here in our community today, I said, this is what I want to see happen. If you have a better plan, tell me what it is, but if you don't, this is the road we're going to go down. And the thought was at that time, you know, because there were a lot of people that said, Mayor, we need to wait. You know, we're in the middle of this recession. And my thought was that was the very time to start this process and rebuild our community, because, you know, we were going to create a lot of jobs, a lot of construction jobs. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it was a bold initiative to basically increase our insurance tax right in the middle of that recession. It was a tough thing to do. Uh-huh. But the city elected officials agreed with me. I went over and talked to the then county judge, Reed Hare. He agreed. He got his county commissioners on board. So we all stepped up and implemented or began this program.
Yeah, now, as you mentioned, I mean, this was during the Great Recession. You had all this major development going on in downtown Owensboro. How did the city manage it during those years? Did you have public support for these kinds of projects?
We did. Of course, the newspaper got behind us. The chamber did. Economic Development Corporation did. But there was some opposition. I've got to tell you, it was not an easy thing to do because, you know, a lot of the community, one, thought we didn't need to do it in the first place. Yeah. And others thought the timing wasn't right. But, you know, everyone came together. I can't tell you how important that was, that the leadership in this community came together and decided this is what we wanted to do.
And how did the convention center, how was it funded? I mean, how did you go about raising the money necessary, you know, for the public side of things to get the convention?
It was the insurance tax. Mm-hmm. The insurance tax basically was going to generate $80 million. And there were several things we wanted to do. One, build the new convention center, build the new Smothers Park. With that money, and basically do the street renovations that you see. And we thought if we did that, that a lot of the private sector would step up and invest in this community, which they have. I cannot tell you how appreciative I am of the entrepreneurs in the city, because let me tell you, it's homegrown. These are local people. Malcolm Bryant, Terry Woodward, Matt Hayden, Jack Wells. I could go on all day. Rosemary, Larry Condor. All these people are citizens of this community, and they're putting their dollars, they're investing their dollars in the future of this city. But we adopted that insurance tax for $80 million. We hired Global Spectrum to manage the facility, Denart to build it, and Trey Hand to design it. These people came back. We were somewhat through the process trying to design it, determine exactly what it needed to contain and how big. They came back and said, Mayor, you've got to build this bigger. You know, that's the one thing we learned as we went around visiting other cities, that the common remark was, Mayor, we didn't build this big enough. So we had to put in another $20 million into that convention facility, and we stepped up and did it, and we used some other city resources in order to accomplish that. And I got to tell you, once you go in there, you're gonna be blown away. We achieved the wow factor that we said we wanted.
Yeah. It sounds as if, as you say, you know, you raise the tax, you raise the revenue for the project, and it creates jobs.
That's right.
I mean, it almost sounds maybe almost a bit like a New Deal kind of thing, where times are tough, let's put people to work building things. Is that sort of
you've read the script, because I'm going to tell you that's what happened. We created all these jobs. Of course, in the meantime, in the process, was the construction of a brand new $400 million hospital. one of the 100 best hospitals in the United States. And, you know, that was going on. We had all of our work going on. And so, for the most part, we really didn't see a significant impact on this community regarding that recession, because we had so much construction activity going on. I believe it was last year that the profits, business profits in this community, were the highest they've ever been. And we can gauge that because we tax business profits. And, you know, that tax revenue was the largest it's ever been, as I said. So, you know, it's working. It really is working. And this community, as we talked about a few minutes ago, is really becoming a destination city.
We're speaking to Owensboro Mayor Ron Payne. We are live in Owensboro today. It's WNIN's Day Out. We're coming to you from the International Bluegrass Music Museum here in downtown Owensboro. You can join the conversation on Twitter. Give us a tweet at WNIN News, or email us at news@wnin.org. Later this hour, we'll open up the phones and as we continue our conversation here with Owensboro Mayor Ron Payne. Well, Ron, you mentioned this tax increase that helped raise the revenue for the big project, put a lot of people to work, and that's led to private investment. I guess a question that might come to mind is, are any other city projects or any other areas of the city, you know, losing some funding because of this downtown development? Any other areas that are maybe, you know, being slighted by all of this?
None whatsoever. In fact, the reverse is true. You know, we're in the process now of building a brand new skate park out at Chautauqua Park. Again, this is private sector, but there is a second hotel that's under construction, will be completed by the end of this week. We're continuing to work on our transportation infrastructure. We've got Southtown Boulevard. We're going to run it into our air park because we've had such a tremendous growth with U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is now our largest employer in the city of Owensboro. Working with them, the city constructed their buildings, and basically what we did is we're using the tax revenue that they are generating to pay for those buildings. It's not that we're having to basically input any additional funds. That source of revenue is paying for that project, and I think it's like 2,200 people now work out there at that U.S. Bank facility. And, you know, again, they'll tell you the reason they decided to expand here in Owensboro is all of the great things going on in this city. We're working to build a new indoor tennis facility, the first one here for the city of Owensboro. We've begun work on a senior citizen activity center. We have quite a list of projects, and I'll say this, that are going to be completed in 2014. And we have many others that we're going to be looking at starting to work on for the future.
So quite a few ribbon cuttings this year, huh?
That's groundbreakings and ribbon cuttings. That's we've been doing a lot of that.